There are growing calls for the controversial broadcaster Alan Jones to be taken off air over his offensive comments about the Prime Minister Julia Gillard's late father. At a Sydney University Liberal Club function last weekend, Alan Jones said John Gillard died of shame because of his daughter's lies. An online petition calling for Alan Jones to be sacked and for advertisers to withdraw their ads from his broadcaster 2GB now has more than 13,000 signatures. And as Lindy Kerrin reports, advertisers are taking up the call.
When art student Nick Lochner heard about Alan Jones's comments, he says he felt compelled to act.
I did feel a bit enraged about it. I thought that, you know, how can we, Alan, as one of the responsible people in our society, actually get up and justify those sorts of comments to the young people that look up to him as an idol.
He set up an online petition describing the comments as cruel, reprehensible and utterly shameful. The petition calls for Alan Jones to be sacked and urges people to contact companies who advertise on 2GB. Within the past 24 hours, more than 13,000 people have signed the petition.
Ultimately, what we're hoping to do is to have Alan stand down or 2GB's sponsors to start withdrawing their funding there. Put some pressure on him to understand that, an apology just isn't enough in this instance. It's a pattern. I think what we've managed to build quite successfully over the last 24 hours is a lot of anti-2GB and anti-sponsor sort of support.
The social media campaign appears to be having an effect. Companies contacted by The World Today say they've been overwhelmed by emails from people outraged about Alan Jones. The furniture outlet Freedom took to Twitter saying,
"You spoke, we listened. We do not support the comments made by Alan Jones. We have pulled our advertising off air."
And the financial services company Challenger has also cancelled its ads, saying in a statement that
Challenger does not feel the apology made by Alan Jones reflects the gravity or the offensiveness of the comments. As a result, Challenger has cancelled their sponsorship of the Alan Jones show.
On its Facebook page, Mercedes-Benz says it's instructed its dealers to cease any form of advertising on the Alan Jones show, as the company does not condone such inappropriate comments. A Woolworths spokeswoman says Woolworths supermarkets have suspended their advertising, while JJ Metro West is reconsidering its position. Alan Jones wasn't on air today, as it's a public holiday in New South Wales. His stand-in presenter Chris Smith told listeners the controversial broadcaster will be back in the chair tomorrow.
This subject will no doubt be taken up by Alan in great length tomorrow when he returns on air. But you're right, it's not so good for someone to cop it, but it is okay for someone else. Can I just say, though, and I will point out, as I did much earlier this morning, Alan has been gracious to issue an unqualified apology yesterday for all of this. 131873 is the telephone number. Yeah, he's not on public holidays, which is why I'm here. But Alan will be back, and no doubt with plenty to say when he gets on air tomorrow, and you can call him on the same number.
The World Today has tried to contact Macquarie Radio Network's executive chairman, Russell Tait, but a spokeswoman says he's unavailable. Russell Tait has told the Australian newspaper that he's spoken to Alan Jones. He says from his and the board's point of view, Alan Jones's personal and unconditional apology was the appropriate response. He says the network will not be taking any disciplinary action against Alan Jones.
Lindy Kerrin.